You take the New Year's resolution, which is so pagan, filthy, and vile. The world loves it. And when those say, well, I'm going to stop smoking. And they will stop smoking for a week. And that's it. And that's as far as they will go. I'm going to the gym. I'm going to lose 10 pounds. And they will go for 2 or 3 days. And when they get sore, then believe me, they will quit. It must be a willingness and a readiness. And if you got that willingness and readiness of mind, you will do things that you can't even do. Because the Ruah is powerful and more powerful than your stinking flesh. Jehovah says, as far as my flesh, I find no good thing. Nothing good dwell there. That's why we need the mind of HaMashiach. And because you don't have the readiness of mind and the willingness to do it, you can never perform the thing. And if you have the readiness of will, there's a presence there with you to will, to do it willingly, you will find that you can perform it. And because we're not willing or a readiness of will to do it, we can't perform it. Well, Yahweh, if you don't do this, my son, my daughter, I don't know if I can serve you. You will go to hell. It must be a readiness of will. The will must always be ready. You must always have that will to do it. Oh, you're readiness of will 1 hour. Next hour, you're not readiness of will. When something is ready, it is always prepared, isn't it? And so you must always have the willingness there. You must always have that willingness to will. It is so simple. And these are the things that they have a practical application, but they are things that produce a great spiritual power. That's why we're very anemic and we're very weak. We have no readiness for nothing. And there's one thing about any military, always must be readiness. You're always prepared. When I was in the military, within 24 hours, we could pull up anywhere we were in Germany. Within 8 hours, we could be on our target. And they would do that. They would do it. They would do it. They would have a formation at 8 p.m. We go to Domstock. What was 700 miles away? And you hit the roads. They load everything up. File cabinets. Nothing is left for the enemy. And you may go somewhere and sleep in the woods for 2 weeks. Where? Wherever you can. Raining, wet. You can't set up a tent. So wherever you can find someone to sleep, that's where you slept. Do you understand? And they may say at 2 a.m. in the morning, let's go. And then you may have to drive 50 miles with no lights on. Because we're in battle. Always a readiness. You had to always be, there was always a readiness and a willingness. A will. A readiness of will. Whether you were able to do it, whether you were sleeping, you were tired, you were willing to do it, and you were able to do it. And that's the way it is with Yahweh. And promotion comes that way. Because we don't do it, there's no promotion. You can tell someone that has a great spiritual strength and those that don't. Hallelujah, Yahweh. I'm not going to be able to finish all this. I want to read a few more verses, though. Hallelujah, Yahweh. I want to read this. It says in Hebrews. Chapter 6, verse 13. Ibrahim, Hebrews 6:13. It says, when Yahweh made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he declared about himself, he said, I have the power to tell you I can. Saying, surely, blessings I will bless you, and multiply I will multiply you. And so after he had patiently endured, you understand what he had done, Abraham? He patiently endured. You understand what that patiently is? Do we patiently endure? Do you murmur? Do you complain? Well, then you have no patience. When someone patiently endures, they suffer without any murmuring or any complaining. And see, the only way we're going to get away from that, we're going to have to be reproved and rebuked. You understand? Do all things without murmuring and complaining. That you may be a generation of people that is rebuked less in the midst of a perverted and wicked generation. And so when you endure with patience, there is no murmuring. There's no complaining. Period. Quiet. Sure it is. Because there's not a willingness to do that. So after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath confirmed to it, to them, is the end of all strife. When they sense that the fulfillment of that oath, it is fulfilled, then that's the end of fighting. They will not battle each other. You say you're going to do it for me. When you do it, then I believe it. See, that's where we are. Yahweh said, I'm going to do it. We don't believe that. And that's where we have battles and strife. Wherein Yahweh, look at this now, he was willing. Now if Yahweh is willing, that's his character. Yahweh willing more abundantly to show the heirs of the promise, the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it with an oath. Do you understand that? He was so willing because he wanted us to have such great confidence and assurance in him. He was willing. He was not made to do it. He was not forced to do it. He was willing to do it. He had a will to do it. He wanted to show us the heirs of the promise. He said, I want to show you that what I tell you, he says, by two immutabilities or mutable things in which, these are the immutable, in which it was impossible for Yahweh to lie. He cannot lie. And the others that we may have a strong consolation. That we may have a strong hope. He was willing to show us that. These are the immutables or the immutabilities of Yahweh. He cannot lie, and that we may have a strong consolation. And understanding that, we'll be willing. We're willing to do it. Our hearts are willing. Who fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Which hope we have as an anchor for the soul. Now this is how willing Yahweh was. Both sure, it is a sure thing, and steadfast. It doesn't change, it doesn't wobble, is not feeble. And which inner end to the veil, look at this. There Yahshua has entered in for our sake. Now this is the mutability of Yahweh. He sent Messiah into that place. Why? Even Yahshua made a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. David declared it in Psalms 110, verse 1 through verse 4. The very same words. Very same words. And so Yahweh willing to show us the power of his unmovable strength, that nothing moves him, his immutability, his power to be unmovable. Do you understand that? Nothing moves Yahweh. That he said, what I say, I cannot lie. And I will give you a strong consolation. Now let me say this. Listen, having that strong consolation, you ought to be willing. Know that you're doing it for him. You do all things as you're doing it unto Yahweh, Yahshua. Come on, I don't care what it is. All things. Everything unto him. When one has that willingness, that pure purpose, they're inclined to do it. They love doing it. It's a great pleasure, a great desire, a great delight. Then they will do it as unto him. When one doesn't possess that, they will murmur, will complain, and they will not do anything patiently and endure and wait for the promise. We don't believe the promise. We don't believe that he's immutable. We don't believe that we are heirs. And so that's why we're not willing to do what he tells us to do. We must have that mindset of willingness to obey Yahweh and to do it faithfully, beginning with a willing heart. The power of life in us, the Ruah in us, that will make our mind, our whole being willing to do it. And we will take great delight in doing that. It must begin. And without the willingness, we will never perform. And if we never receive the power or that mindset, that heart, willing to do it, we will never see the performance that Yahweh expects out of his people. And he expects a performance out of his people. He wants us to perform according to all that he has commanded us. We're going to stop there. There's much more to this. I didn't get a chance to utilize everything. One day I may come back. I may not. There's so much that we need to understand and know in this hour. There's so much missing from our treasure trove. There's so much missing from our lives. So much missing. So much missing. And we're late in the season. We're late where you can't build like you used to. You can't go out here when there's 1,900 degree weather and lay mortar and lay blocks. It's not going to last. We may look good for a while. But it's not going to crumble. It's not going to, you don't have a sure building. And so we'll mess around so long. Why? Because we have not been willing. And because we have not been willing, we have missed some of the most vital things. And because we've missed those vital things, it's hard for us to get it now. Those saying it's hard, old proverb, it's hard to teach you old dog new tricks. And it is. It's hard. It's hard to teach us things. It's hard for us to learn now. It's hard for us to understand. And it's to our own detriment, whether we understand that or not. It's to our own detriment. May Yahweh help us and give us strength. He give us shalom. He cause our hearts to be encouraged. I am. Speak to me. I want you to speak to me. Tell me the truth. Why? Because if I continue this word, that's the only way you're going to know the truth. And only the truth makes you free. But you must continue in his word. You must continue in the way of the word. If you don't continue in that way, you will continue in gossip and fall in foolishness and sin. He said continue in the word. I think you should know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. In all things we bless you tonight, Abba Yahweh. We thank you for your kindness, your mercies. We thank you for truth. Liberate us all, I pray, in Abba Shia's name. Give us strength to press on and to obey you in all things. Bless each heart here tonight. All of us here, Yahweh, help us all. We ask all things in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, your people throughout the world, I pray. In Yahshua's mighty name, and all the saints said, hallelujah, Yahweh. Yahweh bless you.